Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Ram Goldar, and today we're talking about Baba Kama Daf Ein Ches, the seventh parak Maruba. So the three we're going to focus on. When Rabbi taught, "Kol makum she'ne'amar seh eino el hotzias a climb," anywhere that seh is stated, it's going to exclude climb, a crossbreed. Having established that a crossbreed is not excluded from Dal V'Hei, then we ask where the exclusion was applied. It answers Le'inyan Petr Chamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. According to Rabbi Elazar, who holds it can be redeemed with a crossbreed, Rava's exclusion was used for a Tame Shenod Minatara V'Ibura Minatame, a non-kosher animal born from a kosher animal impregnated from a non-kosher animal. It may not be eaten because it's not included in the seh permitted by the Torah for consumption. The Gemara notes that Rabbi Yeshua derives this law from elsewhere. Since a kosher animal cannot conceive from a non-kosher animal, the Gemara explains that the non-kosher father was a kalut, an uncloven hooved animal, which is not kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Point in which Rava asked, if one said, "Hari Olai Ola, it's hereby incumbent upon me to bring an Ola," and he designated a bull for his obligation, and someone stole it, can the thief fulfill his liability by giving the victim the most inexpensive animal for an Ola? A Mishnah taught that where one said, "Hari Olai Ola," the Rabban say he may bring a lamb, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he may bring a bird. Hence, can the thief give the victim a lamb according to the Rabbanan, or a bird according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Do we say that the owner only accepted to bring an ola, in which case the thief has replaced his loss by providing with an animal usable as an ola, or can the owner say, "Ana mitzmina muvchar b'inu ma'avid," I want to perform a mitzvah in the choicest way by designating a bull, and the minimal options are not legitimate replacements? Later, Rava concluded that the thief can fulfill his obligation by giving the owner a lamb or a bird, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, "Machro chutz me'echom me'meir shabo." If the thief sold all but 1/100th of the animal, he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav explains this means chutz me'davar nitra mo b'shchita, except for something which becomes permitted through shchita, its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Levi says, "Chutz me'gizo seha." Even if all is sold except for its shearings, it is considered an incomplete sale, and he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav is challenged from a braisa quoting three opinions on this matter. Number one, an exception of a leg, horn, or shearings constitutes an exclusion. Number two, Rebbe says, the exclusion must be davar ha-ma'akev b'shchita, something essential for shchita, a part without which the animal cannot be permitted through shchita. Number three, Rebbe Shimon Elazar says, the horn would be an exclusion, but not the shearings. Levi holds like the Tana Kama, but no Tana accords with Rav. The Gemara answers that Rav holds like a different price, which quotes Rabbi Shimon Elazar as holding like Rav. The Gemara explains the reasons for the various opinions. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav taught, "Kol makum she'ne'amar seh eino ela hotzias a climb." Anywhere that seh is stated, it's only to exclude climb, a crossbreed. Having established that a crossbreed is not excluded from Dal V'Hei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers Le'inyan Petr Chamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. According to Rabbi Elazar, who holds it can be redeemed with a crossbreed, Rava's exclusion was used for a Tame Shenod Minatara V'Ibura Minatame, a non-kosher animal born from a kosher animal impregnated from a non-kosher animal. It may not be eaten because it's not included in the seh permitted by the Torah for consumption. The Gemara notes that Rabbi Yeshua derives this law from elsewhere. Since a kosher animal cannot conceive from a non-kosher animal, the Gemara explains that the non-kosher father was a kalut, an uncloven hooved animal, which is not kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Point in which Rava asked, if one said, "Hari Olai Ola, it's hereby incumbent upon me to bring an Ola," and he designated a bull for his obligation, and someone stole it, can the thief fulfill his liability by giving the victim the most inexpensive animal for an Ola? A Mishnah taught that where one said, "Hari Olai Ola," the Rabban say he may bring a lamb, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he may bring a bird. Hence, can the thief give the victim a lamb according to the Rabbanan, or a bird according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Do we say that the owner only accepted to bring an ola, in which case the thief has replaced his loss by providing with an animal usable as an ola, or can the owner say, "Ana mitzmina muvchar b'inu ma'avid," I want to perform a mitzvah in the choicest way by designating a bull, and the minimal options are not legitimate replacements? Later, Rava concluded that the thief can fulfill his obligation by giving the owner a lamb or a bird, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, "Machro chutz me'echom me'meir shabo." If the thief sold all but 1/100th of the animal, he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav explains this means chutz me'davar nitra mo b'shchita, except for something which becomes permitted through shchita, its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Levi says chutz me'gizo seha. Even if all is sold except for its shearings, it is considered an incomplete sale, and he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav is challenged from a brisa quoting three opinions on this matter. Number one, an exception of a leg, horn, or shearings constitutes an exclusion. Number two, Rebbe says the exclusion must be davar ha'ma'akev b'shechita, something essential for shechita, a part without which the animal cannot be permitted through shechita. Number three, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says the horn would be an exclusion, but not the shearings. Levi holds like the Tanakama, but no Tana accords with Rav. The Gemara answers that Rav holds like a different price, which quotes Rabbi Shimon Elazar as holding like Rav. The Gemara explains the reasons for the various opinions. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Ayin Ches, and this Simmer was suggested to us by Jeremy Shinewitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going, ugh. A child going, ugh. So here goes. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with climb of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay doll the hay for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100 of the meat from the sale. Once again, slow motion. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, ugh, that must be more in Daf Ayin Ches. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, which reminds us, Rava taught, kol makum shenemar seh eno ela hozias kolaim. Anywhere that seh is stated, it is only to exclude kolaim, a crossbreed. Having established that the crossbreed is not excluded from dal v'hei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers le'inyan petar chamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which a Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner designated a shor. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay dal the hay for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100 of the meat from the sale. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah says, Machru chutz me'echo me'meir shabo. If the thief sold all but 1/100 of the animal, he does not pay dal the hay. Rav explains this means chutz me'davar hanitar imo b'shechita, except for something which becomes permitted through shechita, meaning its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Other opinions are brought. So once again, the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the climb of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay dal the hay for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100 of the meat from the sale. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein dalet. So the simmer daf ein dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of aidim, that must be more daf ein dalet, aid. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when the first set of aidim were contradicted by a second set, and then accused of being zomim by a third set, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce's case of three sets of witnesses. The first pair testified that a master destroyed the slave's tooth, and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found zomim. The Bryce says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Adim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Adim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus, which reminds us. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Adim who were contradicted and later found zomim are killed. It proves Rabbi Elazar holds they're not killed because he said, Adim shehukoshu benefesh lokim, witnesses who were contradicted about their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, received lashes. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Adim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Adim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus. Past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved's eye, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident where Rabbi Gamliel blinded his slave Tevi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave, but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave them forever. Rabbi Yeshua informed that his admission was ineffective because there were no witnesses. This implies that if witnesses would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. Daf Ein Hei. So the Simmer Daf Ein Hei is Am HaAretz. So here goes. The Amar thief, Amar Aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The Amar thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, if the thief saw Edim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted in basin that he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays Karen and not Kepha. Rav Shimon says, Yabo Edim v'yaidu, let the witnesses come and testify, and the thief will pay Kepha. So the Amoritz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay. Dal v'hei, which reminds us, Rav Amnuna reasoned that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and Edim testified as much, Shrei Chayv Atzma Bekeren, because he obligated himself in paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if Edim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then Edim testified so, he does pay dal v'hei, Shrei Pata Atzma Lakun, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay kanaz. So the Amoritz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay dal v'hei, was totally confused why a second set of Edim who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be zomim did not have to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a case where Edim testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted or sold the animal, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other Edim whom he named. The first pair was exposed as zomim, and the other Edim later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the zomim pay the kefal. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these witnesses would not be punishable even if they are later found zomim. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Edishi Atayachu Hazima will have Yedus. Any testimony which you cannot refute through Hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold.
Daf Ein Vav, so the similar Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes.
The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, that must be more on Daf Ein Vav. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayav for dal v'hei, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why designating a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it. When one sells to a hedyot, originally it was the seller Reuven's cow, and now it's the buyer Shimon's cow, machru l'shamayim. But if he sells, so to speak, he's makdish it to heaven, it was originally Reuven's cow, and now it's still Reuven's cow, meaning it's called Reuven's carbon because it atones for him and is brought for his sake. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to pay dal v'hei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that one pays dal v'hei for kadashim shechai b'charev's son, karbonus, for which he bears responsibility. He holds that if the owner bore responsibility for the stolen carbon, the thief does pay dal v'hei because it's considered stolen from his house. Because the owner must replace the carbon if it's lost, he has a monetary interest in it, which Rabbi Shimon considers legal ownership. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayiv dal v'hei, like his partner who began to shecht the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, and whose blood collecting in another IV bag to be used for his zrika was considered already thrown. Which reminds us, Rebbe Lezer challenged the previous answer, since shechita alone does not permit a carbon in consumption, rather it's a subsequent sprinkling of the blood, the shechita was not fit and should not obligate dal v'hei. Similarly, in the last answer that he shechted a balmum, it's only permitted to be eaten after redemption, so the shechita was not fit at the time. The Gemara answers Rebbe Lezer forgot Rebbe Shimon's opinion, the Kol Omed Lizra Kazarg Dami, that any blood which stands to be thrown on the Mizbeach is considered like it was already thrown and is considered permitted in consumption. The Kol Omed Lito is Kapadui Dami, and anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it was already redeemed.
Daf Ein Zayin, so the simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes.
The stolen goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had a shasa kosher, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Rabbi Shimon holds ko omer liftos kapadui dami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, parmatame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta paraduma conveys food tuma, although it's prohibited in benefit. However, haitzel a shasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Rish Lakish explains the moment of fitness based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, par niftei zal gabim arachta. A paraduma may be redeemed after shechita upon its pyre.
Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rav Shimon holds the first could be redeemed becoming chulin and permitted in consumption. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa, which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the case of a mocher trefa. If a thief sells a trefa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rav Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable dal v'hei, afak of the leisa b'tavicha, eisa b'mechira. For although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Rish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and goat, and was told he would have to pay dal the hay, which reminds us, a braisa taught that one who steals and shechs kalim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays dal the hay. Then whereas the pasuk uses the word set, and Rabbah taught, kol makom shenemar set, ino el lahotzi as a climb. Wherever the word set is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay dal behavior shechting a crossbreed? It answers that the X word O in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The Gemara goes on to explain where the word O in this context includes, whereas in another context, it excludes. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn? Rabbi Shimon said that one does pay dal v'hei, but kachim shechayiv b'acharei husan. That's on daf ayin vav. Good number 2. Which daf do we learn? Rabbi Gamliel's admission that he blinded his slave Tavi's eye was ineffective because there were no aiding. That's on daf ayin dalet. Good number 3. Which daf do we learn? If the thief sold all but 1/100th of the animal, he doesn't pay dal v'hei. That's on daf ayin ches. Good number 4. Which type of a case where a first set of Adim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set? That's on daf ayin dalet. Good number 5. Which type to discuss whether one would be chayiv dal v'hei for shechting where selling would not be liable or the reverse? That's on daf ayin zayin. Good number 6. Which stuff to discuss whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner had designated a shore as the ola? That's on daf ayin ches. Good number 7. Which stuff when Rabbi Shimon holds kol omer lizrok kazorik dummy? That's on daf ayin vav. Good number 8. Which stuff when the exclusion of set is regarding the redemption of a donkey that can be redeemed with climb of a sheep and goat? That's on daf ayin ches. Good number 9. Which of the source that climb is subject to dal the hay is from the word o? That's on daf ayin zayin. Good number 10. Which stuff to discuss the din of aiding to the theft and or to the shechita and stealing are found to be zomim? That's on daf ayin beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.